All right, John, the president reversed previous position and said he now supports gay marriage. What is the political calculation in this? Is it to get Mitt Romney and the GOP off of an economic message and into some social issues, or is there some sort of other motive?
I think the way that the president had hemmed and hawed on that had just got to the point that it was untenable. He had to go ahead and say what he believed. You know, he kept saying that he was evolving. Well, evolving means you're getting to a certain position. He wasn't, everybody knew where he was, and he looked like he was sort of Romney-esque in trying to have it both ways. The calculation is, I think it won't hurt him that much, and it does possibly lead to more of a social issue discussion than an economic discussion. So I think there's some calculus to it, but I think it's just something he felt like he had to do. It was time, and it was probably going to have to be addressed in the platform at the convention, so you might as well go ahead and say it.
Well, John, we polled 4th District Democrats and Republicans, as you know, on the subject, and there's clearly very little interest in changing the state's constitution on this matter. As predictable as the opposition to gay marriage may have been, I mean, we're in a very culturally conservative state. Could you have predicted this level of opposition from both parties?
Your poll showing that Republican voters in South Arkansas oppose gay marriage 6 to 92... I don't know that I've ever seen a figure like that. And everybody knew it would be overwhelmingly opposed, but 6 to 92, that's unheard of. You must have had some gay people saying they opposed themselves to get a figure of 6 to 92. And then the Democrats, the president's own party, when you get south of Little Rock, 26%, I believe your poll shows, favorite, 69% against. I guess that number is a little more predictable, but it's still a rout. It's overwhelming. People wonder why I would write a column worrying that this crank from Tennessee is going to get a lot of Democratic primary votes for president. Well, look here. Among the president's own party, south of Little Rock, 70% in his own party, 69, are opposed to something he announced famously and to great fanfare just 2 or 3 days before. I got to think, if those folks don't go vote in the Republican congressional primary, as many of them will, they're going to go to the ballot and vote against President Obama. I see a West Virginia-type vote, anti-Obama vote, possibly occurring in Arkansas that is exacerbated by this issue. The bottom line, Arkansas is a conservative state, famously behind the curve of history, wrong side of history on race, famously, and we're way behind. The gay rights movement is strong. Gallup shows nationwide that most Americans now favor gay marriage, but look in South Arkansas, regardless of party, don't like it. So it's we are strongly, deeply disconnected from the curve of history and the rest of the country on this issue.